We'd like to welcome you to our service for May 10th, 2020. We trust that in God's providence, you'll be stimulated to love and to good deeds and encouraged as we see the day of the Lord approaching. Our call to worship comes from Psalm 29. Give unto the Lord, O you mighty ones. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due to his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Our first hymn, hymn number 323 in Hymns for Family of God, Holy, Holy, Holy. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Holy, 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 all the saints adore thee, casting down their golden crowns around the glassy sea. Cherubim and seraphim falling down before thee, who wert and art and evermore shalt be. Holy, 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 though the darkness hide thee, though the eye of sinful man thy glory may not see, only thou art holy, there is none beside thee, perfect in power, in love and purity. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, all thy works shall praise thy name in earth and sky and sea. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Our next hymn, Hymns for the Family of God, hymn number 315. For God so loved the world.
For God so loved the world, he gave his only Son to die on Calvary's tree, from sin to set me free. Someday he's coming back, what glory that will be. Wonderful his love to me.
And now Hymns for the Family of God, hymn number 234. He is Lord.
He is Lord, he is Lord, he is risen from the dead and he is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
This morning's salutation taken from Proverbs 8. Listen, for I will speak of excellent things, and from the opening of my lips will come right things. For my mouth will speak truth. Wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are with righteousness. Nothing crooked or perverse is in them. They are all plain to him who understands, and right to those who find knowledge. And from Isaiah chapter 1, verses 12 through 20. When you come to appear before me, who has required this from your hand to trample my courts? Bring no more futile sacrifices. Incense is an abomination to me. The new moons, the Sabbaths, and the calling of assemblies. I cannot endure iniquity and the sacred meeting. Your new moons and your appointed feast my soul hates. They are a trouble to me. I am weary of bearing them. When you spread out your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Even though you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Wash yourselves, make yourselves clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil, learn to do good. Seek justice, rebuke the oppressor. Defend the fatherless, plead for the widow. Come now, and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Let us pray. Our Father and God, we do praise you and thank you for that which you have given us in Jesus Christ. We thank you that you bid us come to confess our sins, that you may forgive us, that you may cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We ask, Lord, that those things that we do to worship might be in sincerity and in truth, that truly we would worship you in spirit and in truth, that we would not do things to be honored by men, but that we would be willing to pray in our closet, to give our gifts quietly so that our left hand does not know what our right hand is doing, that you may reward us. We thank you, Father, that you are the one that will judge us, and that we need to trust you. We thank you, Father, that we have access to your throne of grace by the power of Jesus Christ's blood and in the power of the Holy Spirit. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. And from Isaiah 53, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He was put him to grief. When you make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the labor of his soul and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant shall justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bore the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. Our song of response is taken from the Hymns of the Family of God, hymn number 260. And can it be that I should gain?
And can it be that I should gain an interest in the Savior's blood? Died he for me, who caused his pain? For me, who him to death pursued? Amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, shouldst die for me? Amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, shouldst die for me? He left his Father's throne above, so free, so infinite is grace. Emptied himself of all but love, and bled for Adam's helpless race. 'Tis mercy all immense and free, for, oh my God, it found out me. Amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, shouldst die for me? Long my imprisoned spirit lay, fast bound in sin and nature's night. Thine eye diffused the quickening ray, I woke, the dungeon flamed with light. My chains fell off, my heart was free. I rose, went forth, and followed thee. Amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, shouldst die for me? No condemnation now I dread. Jesus and all in him is mine. Alive in him, my living head, and clothed in righteousness divine. Bold I approach the eternal throne, and claim the crown through Christ my own. Amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, shouldst die for me?
Let us pray. Our gracious God and Father, we thank you that you have given every member of your church the indwelling Spirit, whereby we call you Father. We thank you that you have taught us to pray that model prayer, whereby we address you as Father, and we depend upon you for all that we need. We ask that truly our lives be such that we would hallow your name, and that we would be those who are conscious of serving the kingdom of God, that our citizenship is in heaven, and that we are ambassadors of Jesus Christ. We would ask that we, at this particular time of restrictions and curtailment of our usual activities, would be faithful to you, and that we, in the process of our daily lives, would exalt your Son, that men and women would ask us concerning the hope that is in us, and that we would be ready with an answer. We ask, Father, that there would be those who are your faithful servants, who would be in the halls of government, who would influence decision makers. We would ask, Lord, that we who are your people would remember that we have the duty to pray for all men, especially for those in authority, that we may continue to live in peace. And Father, we ask for our brothers and sisters throughout the world who are suffering because they are your servants, that they are losing their lives and their relationships with their family, and that they may be going hungry because they are faithful to the gospel. We ask that you would sustain them, and that they would truly reflect on the truth that you are our shepherd, and that you are the one who guides us and directs us. We thank you that we may trust you, and we ask that each of us and our brethren would trust you with all of our heart and lean not unto our own understanding, and that in all of our way that we would acknowledge you, knowing that you will direct our path. We thank you for your mercy and grace that is new every day. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Our meditation today is taken from the Song of Solomon. Our specific interest is Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 4. He brought me to the banqueting house, and his banner over me was love. We need to understand that the Song of Solomon is about Christ and his church, and or Christ and the believer. We draw this conclusion because of what Jesus says about the Old Testament. In John chapter 5, he says, "You search the scriptures because in them you think you have life, but they speak of me." And in Luke chapter 24, as he travels that road to Emmaus, he opens up the Old Testament, the Psalms, the prophets, and the law to those two, and he talks to them of himself. And then also in Luke chapter 24, with his disciples in the upper room, he speaks of the Old Testament in terms of himself. So as we come to the Song of Solomon, we need to keep in mind that this greatest of songs is about Christ and his church. Christ is the bridegroom, the church is the spouse. And throughout the book, the church expresses the great value she has in Christ, and she delights to take in communion with him. And Christ commends the church's beauty, and the church returns the commendation. There is a fire of true love to Christ in the heart of the one who has learned to love him because he first loved them. We have here in this book showing the nature of a song. It is the greatest song. It is the Song of Songs, even as Christ is the King of Kings, and as Christ is the Lord of Lords. The author of this song is Solomon. It is not written by a fool. It is written by the wisest man who ever lived. It is written by a man who wrote 3,005 songs. Some of those are probably lost. But like his father David, Solomon is addicted to poetry. And his genius is that he endeavors to honor God and edify the church with his poetry. Solomon is the one who wrote Ecclesiastes. He is the one who understood that this world, apart from God and apart from Christ, is full of vanity and a chasing after wind. Pleasure is no good. The pursuit of wealth is no good. Anything apart from God is no good. And he closes that particular book acknowledging that the words are given by one shepherd, and that God is going to judge each man according to the deeds that he has done. And then we move to this book, the Song of Songs. And Solomon in particular is a good one to author this, for he has another name. And the other name that he has given to him by God himself is Jedidiah, which means beloved of the Lord. Solomon is beloved of the Lord. Much like David is a man after God's own heart, Solomon is beloved of the Lord. And as you look at David's life, you might wonder, why is he called a man after God's own heart? Or as you look at Solomon's life, you might wonder, how does the Lord love him? But David is a man after God's own heart, as he reveals in the Psalms, and he pours out his life and confesses his sin. Solomon is beloved of the Lord, as he displays in this book. He is very similar to the Apostle John. Of the New Testament writers, John writes most of the love of Christ and the love that we owe one another and that we owe Christ. But John is the one who is called the Apostle whom Jesus loved. In this particular verse, Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 4, the bride is speaking to others. And the bride says, he brought me to the banqueting house. That could be translated, he brought me to the house of wine. The banqueting house is a place where there is a feasting, and where there is feasting, wine does flow. And here, it's the nuptial feast. It is the gospel feast in the house of God, where there is plenty of wine of gospel truths and provisions of rich food, which believers are sweetly refreshed and delightedly regaled in. They are brought hither under the drawings and influences of divine grace. It is a special privilege. It is distinguishing, and it shows a great condensation in Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, for he takes his people by the hand and introduces them into his house, which is well furnished, and to a table well spread. And so the church relates and understands divine favor and appreciates the fresh token of Christ's love. It's the covenant of grace and the scriptures of truth that occupy the banqueting house, a well-storaged of blessings and promises and rich provisions. He brought us here. Only God himself in Christ could draw us into his house. He helps over our discouragement. We would never have become acquainted with the spiritual pleasures if God, through Christ, had not brought us into his house. He opens to us a new and living way. In opening it, he provides us a new and living fountain. The abundant life is what Christ said he came to give us. And not only are we brought into his house, but we are brought in with a banner over us. And that banner says that God loves us. The gospel itself is being compared to a banner or an ensign. It represents the blood that Christ shed for us. We learn that it's the cross whereby we have an understanding of the nature of Christ's love. It is the love of Christ whereby we need to focus so that we are the church militant under the banner of Christ's love. A banner is something that a general would put above his troops, identifying who are his troops and where he is in command. In like manner, Jesus himself identifies the church where his command holds sway. We are those who are to bear the banner of Christ, and we are to point men and women to the one who loved us and died for us. The banner of Christ's love distinguishes us, and it signifies that we are saints, and we have his security and his protection, and we enjoy communion with him. His love is our shield. His love is the certification that we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. And now we as God's people need to demonstrate that we are his people. How do we do this? Well, Paul writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 that God always leads us in triumph in Christ. That triumph that God has for us in Christ is the triumph over sin and death. And as a result of triumphing over sin and death, we are to diffuse the fragrance of the knowledge of God in Christ. We are to be the fragrance of Christ. That banner that is over us is the banner of love. And as Christ loved us, we are to love him. And as we love him, we learn to love others. And that we are willing to be a fragrance of death that leads to death, or a fragrance of life leading to life. We are not to be peddling the word of God, but we are to speak in the sight of God in Christ. We are not only the church militant under the banner of Christ, but we are ambassadors of Christ. And we are to be bearing the banner of love wherever we go and whatever we are doing. Let us pray. Our gracious God and Father, we truly ask that we would reciprocate your love, and that we would be those who appreciate all that is before us because we have come into your banqueting hall and we enjoy the pleasures of your table, your grace, your mercy, your compassion, your love, your hope. Father, we ask that as we feast upon these things, that the fragrance of Christ would be manifested in us and through us, and the people with whom we associate would be drawn to your Son because of our behavior, our language, our conversation. Father, we would ask that the love of God would flow through us, that we would be a blessing in all that we do and say, and that men and women would understand who we are, and that one day as they stand before you at the judgment, that they would give thanks for that which we have done in this life for them. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Our closing hymn is the chorus, "His Banner Over Me Is Love." The Lord is mine and I am His, His banner over me is love. The Lord is mine and I am His, His banner over me is love. The Lord is mine and I am His, His banner over me is love. His banner over me is love. He brought me to His banqueting table, His banner over me is love. He brought me to His banqueting table, His banner over me is love. He brought me to His banqueting table, His banner over me is love. His banner over me is love. And the Spirit and the Bride say, "Come." And let him who hears say, "Come." And let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. He who testifies to these things says, "Surely I am coming quickly." Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.